The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good evening. In my part of the world, when children fight among themselves, and afterwards they have a sign. I don't know how they do it here. Maybe a handshake and then reconciled. Whereas kids in our school, in our families, they will hold the two fingers like this. And at the same time, they also say, "Ripe or unripe." Now, if it is ripe, you just squeeze, and that means reconciled. And they will say, "Unripe, not yet reconciled." Sometimes, after a good fight, I've seen them squeeze. Where do they get the desire or the energy from? There are people who are estranged and they stay that way. Families. Remember Shakespeare's play Romeo and Juliet? Both the families are enemies. In the Gospel today, evening of the first day of the week, doors locked, and that means they are unsafe. In my village, My home doors were not locked. And if we had to do it and go to the fields, people knew where the key was kept. It was just on top of the doors. So if you are locking in the East, in the Middle East, in those days, it's a sign of some disturbance going on inside. And St. John says clearly they were afraid. I'm sure they were hypersensitive for every sound and misread the whole thing. Maybe it is now their turn, the Jews are going to come and get them too. And lo and behold, unannounced, Jesus came and stood in their midst. And he tells them, peace. And he repeats it. Twice he tells them, peace. Technically, what he did was squeeze. Now, these are men who had abandoned him in spite of loudly proclaiming that they will never do. And Peter had betrayed him. They ran for their lives. Jesus, by coming to them and telling them, peace be with you, is telling them, not in so many words, that you are accepted. Even though you abandoned and ran away from me, I am not rejecting you. You are reinstated. Remember at the Last Supper, he said, I call you friends, no more slaves. And he's coming back to friends. It's like nothing had happened. Everything is the same. Now, what goes on in their hearts seeing Jesus? Of course, they rejoiced when they saw him, because they saw him dead. And now he is alive, as he had predicted. Everything that he had said before now sinks in. And more so because they feel reinstated, accepted, affirmed. And now Jesus tells them, receive the Holy Spirit. He breathes on them. And now the commission. As the Father sent me, now I send you. He came on a mission to bridge a gap between God and man. And now he is sending the disciples to continue the same mission. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. This mission is about reconciliation, about bridging the gulf between God and man and among men. Now they have an experience which started all their ministry. When they go and preach, they can testify to the fact that in Jesus there is new life. And the new life is as a result of Christ's resurrection, after which He sends the promised Spirit from the Father. The Spirit is present, alive, and operative. The sequence before the gospel, it's a beautiful prayer. Yesterday at the 4 o'clock Mass in St. Clement, after my homily, I told them I would be prayerfully, meditatively, slowly read it, and that they make that prayer their own. But I'll just read two lines. Bend the stubborn heart and will. We all know what it is to be stubborn, ungiving, unforgiving, melt the frozen, warm the chill. Give them joys that never end. The joy of being forgiven. I have great regard for Cardinal Joseph Bernardin. You remember him? Yes? From Chicago. CNN ran a special every half hour with the title, Fall from Grace. And the whole world came to know something and, in a sense, despise him. When the young man finally withdrew the false accusation, it was like a footnote on CNN. That is the way of the world. In my own heart, I said, if ever there would be an American cardinal chosen as Pope, he would have been one for the sanctity of his life and for the leadership he gave. In spite of this most painful modern day crucifixion, he wrote to this young man and wanted to meet with him. And the young man accepted. They met in Philadelphia. I was then there, serving as a chaplain in another hospital. And after the reconciliation, he invited the young man to be present for a mass that he wanted to celebrate. And the young man said that he had fallen away from the church and all, but the cardinal reached out to him. He had fallen away, and the cardinal's words were, in every family, it happens that there is a hurt and there is an estrangement, and the time comes to reverse the steps and to be reconciled, to go forward. And that young man, with tears in his eyes, accepted the cardinal's reaching out to him, forgiving him, and then inviting him for the celebration of the Mass. And it was a beautiful reconciliation. The church's mission is to reach out. Cardinal Avery Dulles, Jesuit, he was only a priest, like Cardinal Newman. And he was made cardinal as a priest, unlike others who are bishops and made cardinals. He wrote something very beautiful, and it appeared in a newspaper, and I got it with his picture and his statement, and I keep it on my table. And he says, I'm convinced that communication is the essential thing for the church. The church is a network, mega network of communication. It reaches out and brings people back from their estrangement from God, individually and collectively, and reconciling them with God, to restore friendship with God. God in Jesus is reconciling. The Holy Spirit, the third person of the Most Holy Trinity, the gift of the Father and the Son, the sanctifier, the inner guide, the advocate who defends us when the accuser is putting us down. When in humility we admit we have gone astray, each our own way, and humbly say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I come back to you. We are restored by the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that enables us in the first place to take the first step and come back. That joy is something only God can give. God recreates as much great power as in the creation. And that is why the verse before the gospel today, come Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love.